When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Chris?
I am a Yankee fan. I'm here not to offer an apology like BT, but to say that I was wrong, too. No, I'm saying I'm not.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I was one of those Yankee fans that laughed at the team meeting. Then I actually listened to what the team meeting was about, and I came to realize something.
What?
That this whole season comes down to one thing. For the Yankees, hell, maybe even for the whole damn country, accountability. And the fact that the Mets stood up in that team meeting and said that, hey, every single person is going to be held accountable for what they do on the field every single game. And then I got a ton of respect for that team for turning their season around because they held themselves accountable. Quite frankly, unlike the New York Yankees, who basically have made excuses for 6 weeks. And I think that's what's turned this whole season around for them.
We think there, Sal.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that, especially the part where you're apologizing to the Mets and saying you were wrong. It takes a man to admit that they were wrong, like BT did earlier. Colossally wrong in this particular case. I've done it many times before. We know that.
Yeah.
You sit in these chairs long enough, you give sports opinions, you're going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this.
Yes,
I don't make those bold predictions anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the top wild card spot in the National League is over. Over. Payback is a you-know-what, Atlanta. Woo! And you know what? After we catch Atlanta, BT, we're coming for the Phillies and paying them back for 2007. We are just getting started. NBT.
Yeah.
I think it's getting even better. Andy Martino.
Oh, we got a trade
no,
rumor?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Oh, no trade officially. I don't want to get people too excited.
Okay.
Andy Martino of SNY tweeted a short time ago.
Yep.
Because this is off of yesterday. We were talking about, actually on Baseball Night New York, talking about how could this weekend series against the Braves change things? Like Andy's reporting prior to the sweep of the Subway Series that the Mets would be in on bullpen arms. So, all right, well, what if they take care of Atlanta here? He's like, you know, I'm not so sure about that, if they would be even more aggressive. Andy says, I asked a rival exec this morning what he was hearing about the Mets. Quote, they're going for it.
All right.
A bullpen arm or two. Quote, going for it. Thank you, King. Thank you. Or should I say, make sure you do not disappoint, and then come Wednesday, I could thank you properly. But King Cohen, he realizes what he has here, BT. They're going for it as they should with this team that has earned their backing, earned front office support to go for it this season.
I can't stand that song already. All right, so, again, theatrics appreciated. Yeah, we love Sal. Let me just, I don't know if this will be audible on the air. Hopefully it will be. I just want you to hear, close your eyes for a second.
Yes.
I want you to hear something. You ready? Mm-hmm. Ready? Hold on. You know what that is?
Dropping a quarter?
Yeah. Once more for everybody else. You ready? What does that sound like, Sal?
Dropping some change on the table.
This is heads. That's tails.
All right.
There's always two sides. And for you to have not figured this out yet by now, is amusing to me.
Hey, when they go all
team.
In, yeah. I go all in.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen? They already blew the division a couple years.
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, baby, this is going to be a great season. Who would have ever thought this would pop? Hey, we thought we'd be talking Jets and Giants right now. What, are you going to be training camp? Oh, we got to talk about Rodgers. Mets are dead.
No, not yet.
They're going for it. Oh, music to my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. All kidding aside, that's the only move. Go for it. if you're going to get this close.
That's an encouraging report. All kidding aside, if I'm a Mets fan,
Rival exec.
People are chirping, phones are ringing, texts are beeping, you know, things are happening. Mets seem to be in the middle of a lot, which I'm not surprised about, and which is very, very, very good to hear.
I'd be scared if I'm other teams, because you know when Cohen's going for it.
See, here we go. Push it into
I'm telling you, dude, you never know what could happen here. Imagine they do pull off that Javi Baez thing with Scooball or something. Like, you just don't know.
I know.
Those are the type. They're not gonna trade top guys who could be impactful players. They may trade a prospect or two or whatever, or maybe even a top 10 prospect, let's say, for the right move. I don't think that anything should be off the table. That's what going for means. But they might not have to if they could take on bad contracts. Buy your way out of it, Stevie, in a smart way, not just in free agency.
So, real quick here, the anticipation meter is something that you and I tapped into strongly with Yamamoto.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
I mean, you really thought he was coming, and yes. I thought he was going to the Bronx, okay? You also now, further emboldened by your buddy Martino's report, the way the Mets are playing, the resources that Cohen has, that meter, is it the anticipation report, is it as strong? Like, do you that much believe that the Mets are about to do something big? Like, you did think they were going to get Yamamoto.
I was not excited about this deadline from a Mets perspective at all. Like, curious, sure. Assuming, expecting that they would get bullpen arms, sure. Now I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
The excitement, anticipation, now it's on. Okay. Now I feel like the Mets are in business. Not just like, oh yeah, we'll maybe try to add a little bit to, you know, see what we could do. No, now I feel like they're going for it.
Okay.
And that's exciting. Right. Evan is calling from Woodmere. What's up, Evan?
What's up, Brandon? What's up, Sal?
Hey.
Brandon, you're not going to love me right now because I have to hold your feet to the fire here.
With?
I got a lot of issues with some of your takes, so I'm just going to point to two right now.
Okay.
February 6th, you tweet out the Yankees acquire Caleb Ferguson. You tweet, and I quote, Caleb Ferguson is going to crush it in the Bronx. So let me ask you, you know what Caleb Ferguson's ERA is?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is.
Might have been a typo. Caleb Ferguson going to get crushed in the Bronx?
Exactly. Great. Correct. It's 575. So that's just the first thing.
And by the way, I'm going to let you roll through my, apparently some comedy of errors here. But for you to grab that one, that's fairly benign,
yeah.
Actually.
No, that's a lot worse. That was on my radar. When you tweeted it, I was ready for that one.
All right.
But then on April 8th, you came out and you said that you would not sign up for Anthony Volpe to be the New York Mets version of Lindor. Anthony Volpe doesn't sniff Frank Cicero Lindor's jockstrap right now.
Well, thankfully for Volpe, yeah, who would want to do that? I hear you. Right
but
now,
you
he does
sign
not.
Up for that.
He it, does not. He does not.
What do you mean right now? Will you sign up for right now if Anthony Volpe in the future becomes Francisco Lindor?
Hold on. What was the tweet master? What was the date on that? Just so I know, since you're the head tweet master.
April
what was
8th.
It? Okay. What was Lindor's batting average on August 8th? Was it 07 or 090? I forgot. What was it? August 8th? What was it?
Would you sign up?
What was it?
Just answer him.
April 8th, who cares? Oh, it's April 8th. It's what we did this season.
Ev, listen, I don't think it's all good. But I'm pushing back because you have to look at the time that it was written. That matters, context.
Right, I mean, I don't know what everybody wants. We're not in the prediction business.
No,
getting
no
right wrong.
I don't pretend
matter.
To be.
You give opinion, you do it based on the moment. You're going to get some right, you're going to get some wrong.
Just see what Lindor was hitting on August 8th, just to dot the I's here. On April 8th, Lindor, he's now batting first because he couldn't cut the two or the three hole. Let me just see here. Let me go to the splits here, game log. All right, so April 8th, Lindor was batting a robust 089.
I mean, but it's April 8th, so who cares anyway?
Well, like, I tweeted it April 8th,
right.
You know?
All right, so let me ask you right now, on July 26th.
Yes.
Who would you rather have right now?
I would love to see Lindor in pinstripes in the middle of the diamond right now because he's everything that the Yankees need. But moving forward, Volpe. Age, contract. I'm not saying Volpe's going to be that. The chances that Volpe, please understand that if you don't, I don't know what to tell you. The chances that Volpe becomes, 30-30. Actually, he could do it. He almost did it last year. I don't think he'll ever quite ascend to, like, one of the best players in the game like Lindor was with Cleveland and like he is now. I don't think his ceiling will ever get there. I don't. But he's also never going to make $34 million a year. for a contract that stretches for, what, 7 or 8 more years, whatever it is, something like that? Something like that. 8, 9?
If money were not a factor.
Lindor's better.
No, no, I'm saying right now, would you trade Volpe for Lindor? No contract being a factor.
I don't like that he's 30, 31. Volpe's young. Volpe's younger. Right, what a gold glove. He hit 20-something bombs.
You trying to win a World Series?
Bases.
You Lindor, Soto, Judge? Lindor, you have 3 MVPs. Lindor, Soto, Judge? No, money's not a factor.
I know.
Come on, we all know the answer. Will you just admit it?
Listen, I'm going to roll with the Jersey kid. I'm going to roll with the Del Barton boy.
Come on. And you're going to roll right off the cliff.